Saturday morning, and time for the Coach's Corner, live on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union. The Coach's Corner is heard every Saturday from 9 until 10, or until Jason wraps it up, on KIIC, live from the lobby of the new Community First Credit Union in Albia at the intersection of Highway 34 and 5. The Coach's Corner takes a look at the world of sports with a special emphasis on local sports, including reports and interviews from coaches and players with our very own Jason Summers.
Yes, bitch, he's on all these.
Yo, dog, pull up your pants. Your underwear is showing.
And now live from Community First Credit Union at the intersection of 5 and 34, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning, team. Welcome to the Coach's Corner, live from sunny California via the phone lines back to the KIC studios high above the Albia Square, the snow-ridden Albia Square. And we have a busy Saturday morning here at the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. We're going to be joined by here in just a few moments, head coach of the Albia wrestling team, Dave Winger. And we have five of his outstanding state qualifiers that will stop by and visit with us about the journey we all went through together last week. What a week it's been. If you can tell by the phone line, I still haven't got my voice back. Left everything I had at the Wells, and I know the five guys we're going to talk to this morning, including their coach, feel the same way. They're probably feel like everything they have was left at Wells Fargo Arena, because our wrestlers and our coaches gave everything they had from all over Southern Iowa, and it was just a great ride. The Well is a special place. You put those eight mats out there, and you start to bring in these athletes from all over the state of Iowa that earn that privilege to walk upon those mats and participate. There's no way that anyone that went on those mats would come away a loser, and that's what we saw all week long last week. There's a bunch of winners, a bunch of champions fighting on those eight historic mats that turned into three, and we've had Southern Iowa well represented on those championship nights, and Shadow Lesh, and what a journey he took at Wells Fargo Arena. Once again, he came up just one step short of a state championship, but Shadow Lesh is a champion through and through. And what a great season team, and all of his teammates we're going to visit with here in just a second about that journey, about the season, and about the all-conference selections that were just handed out a few days back. We talked with Coach Dave Winger, but about his journey. It's more than just wrestling at the state tournament. You look behind the scenes. You got the cheerleaders who have to get out there and encourage the kids. You got the parents that make the trip up. The coaches who have to not only prepare their guys to wrestle, but essentially be their surrogate parent during the week and be their encourager, the motivator. These moments these athletes went through will be moments that will shape their lives forever, regardless of how many wins or losses they receive at Wells Fargo Arena. We're going to talk to the athletes themselves. During the tournament, we got to hear from several of the coaches throughout the tournament and occasional mics with some of the wrestlers. But this morning, we get to talk to them about the recap of their season and those big moments there at Wells Fargo. We're going to take a time out and come back and get things set up. We're also going to discuss Sheridan's team last night, the Chargers boys basketball team. What a great season they had. I mean, unbelievable. Young coach over there did a great job, and the Chargers put together a tremendous season. But the Big Red, they get the win last night, and they're on their way to have their destiny with Wells Fargo. I mean, the team, I think, they'll really have a chance against Grinnell on Monday night. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. When we come back to the Coach's Corner, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back at this.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. into one low-rate loan with a C-First fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Works the shuck. Now he's got the underhook. He works the country. He's got him on his back. It's a 5-point move for Brian Cochran. He's chest to chest. And with 3 seconds to go, Davis gets the takedown. With 1 second to go, Cody Jones with 2 seconds left will advance. 5 seconds to go in that match for Jason Crosby. Hang on, Jason Crosby, you advance.
And Jason Crosby is going to get the win for the Rocket Nation. Jason Crosby.
You can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world. You can talk the guy, go banging on his door.
Lesher counters it. He gets the takedown. Lesher gets the takedown right at the edge of the mat. First period, and Riley Denny, the pinning machine from Centerville at 195 pounds, has got his opponent rolled up. That's Lance Evans from Solon. It's a big 5-point move, and the pin for Riley Denny. He's got it.
Does he get the takedown?
Yes, with 1 second to go. Andrew Landry scores the takedown in sudden victory with 1 second to go.
With a smile, you could be the hero. You get the gold. Breaking all the records he thought never could be broke. Yeah, do it for your people. Do it for your pride. You're never gonna know if you never even try. Do it for your country. Do it for your name.
Grip for the win. Grip for the win. Yeah. How about that? Shock the world, baby. And Blake Maroff gets the win. And with 6 seconds to go, Tucker Black with a desperation move down on the legs after a sit-out attempt by Joint. And there's no score. And Tucker Black advances. Going down to defeat to Karsten Van Velser. Van Velser with crossbody right in. 3 seconds to go. He's going to get it done, folks.
Yes,
Karsten Van Velser will advance to the semifinal round. I'm going to bring in Tanner Pass right now. He's got Denver Capolais. Tad Chapin rolled over on his back. It's Tanner Pass with 30 seconds to go in the second period. He's teed out, gets the pin with 20 seconds left in the second period. Way to go.
Keeps him down. 1 second. Shadow Legend to the finals. Shadow Legend.
Oh, Hercules
goes to the finals.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Wells Fargo Arena, a little tribute to them by Scotty Fry. And we have Coach Winger in the house this morning, coming to you live from sunny California. I think the temperatures today are supposed to be around 70. What was that temperature I heard Scotty give in the weather update? Zero? Oh, my gosh. Well, the 19, hey, balmy 19. Hey, we got a great show on for you. Dave Winger is in the house right now, but I got Scotty Fry back on the board. Scotty, you know, you put together the Hall of Fame, and we're going to talk to the coaches, and we got to hear from the wrestlers who are out in the tournament. Got to hear from the governor, lieutenant governor, and all these celebrities and all these people who are doing their work at Wells Fargo Arena. And I have to ask you a question because we never got you on here. Man, what is the most difficult part about putting together a entire week of broadcasting where it was nonstop like it was?
I think the hardest part was just trying to flag all the audio because you have two or three matches going on at the same time. We don't want to miss any special moments, and we want to make sure we get those featured for everybody.
How's the new app work for you on your side? I know you got to help keep the Facebook and the Twitter and all those things, but I think that you know, people hear the words going out over the air, and I think oftentimes they think you know it just magically happens. But to get all this put together, you got to do all the new technology as well as put it over the air. How's the technology on your side of things in putting the new app together?
Yeah, it's you know, in today's world, the communication is very important, and everybody wants those instant results. And I think with the new app and the new technology we have, and we picked up a lot of Twitter followers and Facebook followers last week, and I think it's just great for everybody all around.
Well, you are the best, Scotty. You're a champion. Appreciate that. You put together the Hall of Fame right there, and that was a lot of fun. A way to celebrate the entirety of the tournament, and what a great ride it was. And I got Coach Dave Winger on the on with me here. He's high above the square now at the Cassie Studios. Coach, you know, you get to rest, you get to coach some champions, but you know, Scotty Fry did a great job for us putting this together, buddy. I know how appreciative you are of the coverage and moment there. You get to work with him today live from the studio. You get to see all you're in the sausage factory getting to see how the sausage is made.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I listened to that thing probably 10 or 12 times over the last week, and every time I listened to it, I got goosebumps. So, you know, there's always guys working behind the scenes that don't get a lot of credit, and Scotty's definitely one of those guys that he just kind of hangs back out in the weeds, you know, and makes everything happen. And I've got guys like that on my wrestling squad too, so you can't do it without them. So we appreciate all the work that he did.
Well, that's just a really good segue into what I really want. One of the things I want to talk about is, you know, you get these guys to qualify for state, but the week's up preparing to go to state and into districts. You had a full weight or a full lesson full of guys that are in there trying to help them get better.
Yeah, you know, that's the way it's been the last couple of years. We've had guys that didn't necessarily get a lot of credit, but they were banging on our guys all week and all year for that matter, and getting our guys ready. You know, in the past, when guys got beat out, they just went home, you know, and that was one of my concerns leading up, you know, the last couple of years, is getting guys ready to wrestle up there. And we never had that problem with our team this year or last year for that matter. You know, everybody kept coming in and everybody kept working hard. So you need those guys to come in to keep bodies, fresh bodies on each other and, you know, give our kids a good workout. So there were definitely guys, you know, that didn't get the accolades this year on our team that were definitely working hard.
We're talking with Coach Dave Winger, head coach of the Outdoor Wrestling Team. Coach, you know, this is getting to be a little old hat for you, getting back to the well and taking a group of athletes up there to participate. When you look back on this particular season, this trip, was there anything different, a different approach or a different way that you went about it? And I guess for you, what are some of those highlights from this journey?
Well, there's a lot of highlights. You know, I guess we like to focus on positive things. There's a lot of things that we were hoping would go differently, but you know, when you win 24 dual meets with 10 guys in the varsity lineup, you know, that's quite an accomplishment. And as I look back on that, I think I don't know that I can fully appreciate that, you know, because with 10 guys, it's hard, you know, you're 24 points in the hole generally, unless we bounce things around. So, you know, to win 24 dual meets with 10 guys in our varsity lineup, that's incredible. So you just two off the school record and tie in the school record. So we were pretty happy about that, and you know, it's sixth state is going to stand out in my mind. You know, that's a school record as well. And my senior year, we took five, and that was quite a deal. So, you know, to break that, we always kind of argue back and forth, me and the guys, Tim Folkerts and I, and the guys here, we always say, well, we were on the best team in school history. And I think these guys are going to have something to say about that before they graduate. So, let the rivalry begin here for the next year or so.
Well, Coach, you got a young team, and you know you have Zach Davis and Christian Summers that are going to exit the program this year. But you know, you have so many young wrestlers, and you know, you're going to miss Zach, no doubt about it, and Christian. But the young guys coming up are really getting strong. Christian Palos, and of course, you know, you have Bryce and qualified, but you got such a young team. I think that really gives you lots of hope for next year, and of course building the program.
Yeah, we're excited about next year. A lot of people wanted to talk about next year, you know, a month or two ago, and I really didn't want to talk about next year, you know, around Christmas time, but now we can talk about it, and yeah, I'm going to miss the seniors for sure. It's probably the worst part of my job is saying goodbye to kids, you know, to see him walk off the mat for the last time. I never forget that stuff, you know, and it always goes through your mind as a coach that when they're walking off and taking those ankle bands off for the last time, and, you know, it's pretty emotional when you spend a lot of time with the kids and you try to get them better and try to get them to reaching certain goals, and sometimes they make it and sometimes they don't. But either way, it's emotional. If they make their goal, it's emotional, and if they don't make their goal, it's emotional. But I don't think I hugged as many wrestlers in my life as I did this year. So, you know, we reached quite a few of those goals, and you know, that's something that I'm pretty proud of, you know, to be a part of a situation where we put kids in good positions to reach goals. So now they'll just have to move on to the rest, you know, the next chapter in their life, and I think wrestling is a good sport for that. They can see the goals that they made, you know, on the wrestling mat, and now they can turn it around and do the same thing in life.
Coach, when you look back at this year, it seemed like you guys you maybe had done something a little bit different out of the gate. I don't know if it was strategic or it just worked out that way, but it looked like you guys came in to be in incredible shape right out of the gate, and it appeared that most of the season you didn't have guys challenging for weight, you know, really struggling with their weight, and as the season kept on moving along, I felt that really gave you guys an advantage because you were able to spend more time on technique than trying to get guys that are in the right condition or to get to the right body weight.
Yeah, there's no question about that. We did change a lot of things up. I think it starts with the kids first. They've got to be willing to get in condition, and we've got a good bunch of kids that are willing to do that, go through all the things that they need to do in order to get in shape. But, you know, every summer we sit down as a coaching staff and we talk about some of the things that we need to do differently. And you know what? We used to do a lot of running, you know, and running just won't cut it for wrestling shape. So, you know, we talk about wrestling to get in wrestling shape rather than running to get into wrestling shape. And you can't cut running out of the equation, but we definitely limited our running this year, and we scrapped with each other a lot more. So, I'm glad that you noticed that, because we did change quite a few things about our conditioning. But it all starts with the kids. You know, they got to be willing to battle, and that's what we did different. Yeah.
Well, Coach, I think taking them out to the Nebraska camp, that helps the team bonding. And then I think when you follow that up with a fall like we had for football, I don't know, but you can respond to this, but I think the momentum from one sport can carry into the other. When you have the type of leaders you have that are coming from the football program into the wrestling program, I think that just helps feed on each other. And of course, you got a football program that's done, you know, putting the guys in great conditioning, because the conditioning coach is also on your wrestling coaching staff.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, I've heard you say success breeds success, and that's definitely the case here. You know, they've done a great job with the football program, and we get most of those kids, you know, when the season's over, and they're already in pretty good shape. But the cross country coaches do a great job as well, and you know, to get kids in good shape, and the team bonding that goes on with both of those sports, it really carries over to us. But yeah, I really, really, really look forward to going out and doing some team stuff in the summer, and it's not something that we've had a great deal of success with in the past is putting together a good tight group, you know, team wise and we're able to work on that in the summer and it's a great atmosphere to wrestle and then they go into football season or cross country season and then, you know, we can pick it up from there. So I think we got a pretty good thing going on right now with all the chemistry that goes on with the different sports. And, you know, when they have success, then it bleeds on over into our program. And we definitely saw that this year, no question.
Well, Coach, you know, we talk about the kids and what it takes for them to have to earn it on the mat. But as I sit and watch you and your coaches go through the week, brought to my mind, particularly as I was driving back home late on that Thursday night, is that, you know, the battle that the coaches have to go through in that, and the long season, and then you get to the well, and it's an absolute sprint. It's a dead-out sprint marathon. I mean, for the wrestlers, but also for the coaches, and, you know, you yourself have to go through a ton to be prepared mentally to help the kids in their moments, and, you know, have you found that this journey gets easier as it goes on and more difficult? And then how do you start to get yourself prepared? Because you got to be at your best in those moments as well.
Yeah, I think it all goes back to our coaching staff. You know, we keep adding good quality people to our coaching staff, and that makes it a lot easier on me for sure, you know. So I don't have to focus on getting kids ready because Nick and Tim do that for the most part. And I can worry about other things. We've talked about that before, I know, but you know, it's the more people we get on board, the easier it is. And we give, you know, the thing about this staff is everybody does one thing in an excellent way. And we don't ask them to do a whole lot of, you know, we don't want them to do a bunch of stuff, you know, mediocrely. We want one person to do something excellent. So, and I think we're to the point that we can do that. But yeah, when you go up to Wells Fargo, it's just it's so emotionally draining that you can't get around it. It just gets you and it gets you, you know, you get immersed in it. And, you know, if you have to deal with a loss or two, you know, you're down to the lowest low and then you run a guy back out on the mat and then you just reach an ultimate high and it's just draining. So, you know, the Monday off school last week was great timing. I was able to unwind a little bit, and the kids were too. And then, you know, I'm not going to complain about the snow day Friday either. So, you know, it was it just leaves you emotionally drained. And then, you know, once wrestling season is over, you wonder what you're going to do with yourself, and you're ready to go again. And I'm just about ready to go again. Actually, I'm going to miss it.
We're talking with the head coach of the Abbey Wrestling Team, Coach Dave Wenger. And Coach, we're going to come back and meet five of your outstanding wrestlers who participated up at the Wells Fargo Arena. And then we'll let you tell the world about the conference, all conference selections as well, which your team was well represented there, as we expect. And we'll take a quick time out, come back and meet these outstanding wrestlers when we come back to the Coach's Corner. Via sunny Southern California when we return back to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Care.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
To get things done, you have to work together. That's what makes Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau such a great team. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Join a winning Iowa team. Call your local Farm Bureau agent, Brad Witt, in Albia at 641-932-7873 today. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Elbia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be.
We're member-owned and that's the key.
Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, high above the Albany Square. The wrestling team is in there. Five of the 6 week qualifiers, Coach Dave Winger, and joining you via sunny Southern California, this is Jason Summers walking aboard the Coach's Corner. Let's get to Zach Davis. Zach and Coach Dave Winger are got the headsets on back at the studio. And Coach, before I get to Zach specifically, I look at Zach and I see his journey, and I say, you know, there's a young man that was a winner before he ever took the varsity match.
A lot of truth to that. I'll never forget when I first met Zach. You know, I didn't think there was any hope for him to ever be on the wrestling mat. You know, he came in and he was a bit too heavy to wrestle, and we just thought we were going to get him, you know, in shape, and we didn't know that we could get that much weight off of him, and he really bought into what we were trying to coach, and next thing you know, he's running out on the mat. So it's a great story for sure.
Well, Zach, you know, I think it's every wrestler's dream to get to walk out on those mats in front of, you know, 10,000 plus people and participate. What was that moment like for you?
It was just like a big shock for me. I didn't really know what to think. I mean, it was a lot of fun when it happened, and I wish I could have kept going. But, I mean, just that initial moment when I walked out there, I was just kind of – because the very first time when we walked out there, it was – I mean, we were early, so we just kind of went out there and sat down. And, I mean, it was just – it was a lot of fun. I had a ton of fun.
You know, Zach, just talking with Coach about your journey specifically, not just this particular season, but, you know, your journey. What drove you to come out for wrestling?
Probably Deb and Denny when I first moved into their house. I mean, I already knew I was going to play football when I moved there, and they had talked to me. They talked to me about how we have a great wrestling coach, and then I just kind of got interested in it. And then my sophomore year when I went out, it was a lot of fun, and I wanted to wrestle.
Could you have seen yourself back then and the place you were just a week ago?
No, not at all. I mean, my sophomore year when I was just really trying to get down to weight, I didn't think I would ever be there. I didn't even know if I was going to keep wrestling or not.
So what's been the most difficult part of this journey for you?
Definitely, like, my sophomore year coming here, like, not knowing anything because I'd never played football before or wrestled a day in my life before I moved here. And so that was probably the hardest part, learning everything and just memorizing it for, you know, and then just building on what I've learned over the years to get better.
Zach, we've been kind of challenged to get, you know, guys that are in the upper weight classes, out on the mat. And so I think about you, you know, we got a bunch of guys right there, right in the middle that can wrestle with each other, and iron sharpens iron, and they can all help themselves get better. But that was kind of a challenge for you. Who did you get to wrestle with in the wrestling room, and or was it by committee?
It was mostly Coach Folkerts. He was always beating on me. all the time Coach Folkerts was. And if it wasn't him, it was either Nick or sometimes and it just depends. Sko never really did because he's just too lazy, but it was mostly Coach Folkerts, yeah.
Yeah, I was just waiting for the moment for the great setup to get the tease Coach Schofield. But, Doc, you know, one of the things that I looked at your year and your particularly at the ending of this year is the number of overtime matches that you found yourself into. I bet you're really thankful for Coach Folkerts and his conditioning during football and wrestling season, because you spent, I would venture to guess, better than half of your contest went into overtime.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great time. I mean, conditioning is not fun, but it certainly pays off when you're in those situations. It's down to the last second, and you have to just pull something out and come out with the win.
Well, Zach, you look back, what's going to be the one thing that stood out from this, maybe your career or particularly the Wells Fargo experience?
Definitely just like that first initial moment when you walk out onto the match. You know, I mean, I didn't really know what to think. I'll never forget that moment. And then also having all the support from everybody and all my teammates when I was up there.
Well, Zach, great job, buddy. You know, it was a lot of fun watching you over your career. And Coach Winger, I know you still have the headset on there. You know, Zach is a champion, and he's a great beacon for your program, because he's a guy that you can sell that, hey, if you come out and you dedicate, this is a result if you really stay bought into the program.
Yeah, he's a good example of that. I wish, you know, we talk about the hard work and the dedication that it takes to get to the point where Zach was, and I wish, you know, he's going to be an ambassador for us when it comes to stuff like that. So, but I wanted to chime in on my favorite moment with Zach. I will never forget in my life, as long as I live, when Zach qualified, he beat the Creston kid. You know, I went and did a full sprint and jumped in his arms and gave him a big old hug, and then when he let me down, I had a big old ball of sweat in the inside of my ear. So it was just amazing. I just jumped out of the shower, you know. I had to knock the sweat out of my ear, so I can thank Zach for that.
Well, we're going to take a quick time out. We're going to come back and visit with Dalton Folkerts and Griffin Osing, and they're on deck here as we continue to roll along and meet and visit with five of the qualifiers of the state wrestling tournament, Dalton Folkerts, Griffin Osing. When we come back to the corner of 34-5 via sunny California and the KIC studios, you're listening to the Community First Creighton Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're continuing to talk Albia Blue Demon Wrestling and look back at a great season and a great run there at Wells Fargo Arena. And joining me now is Coach Dave Winger, and I have Dalton Folkerts up on the mic. And Coach, you know, I look at Dalton, you know, you have so many great storylines with Zach, we just heard, but Dalton had a season that was riddled with injuries, and here's a guy that before he took the mat there before sectionals, he was a winner because he had to overcome not just the physical battle of those injuries, but the longness of a season when you have to watch from the sidelines and the mental battle that you have to go through, knowing that you want to be out there, but your body won't let you.
Yeah, you know, when a kid gets injured, you know, you kind of go into denial a little bit, and you kind of start feeling sorry for yourself a little bit, and, you know, the what-ifs and all this other stuff, but especially, you know, when we're short on wrestlers the way it is. And when Dalton went down early, you know, I was upset about it, you know, because it just doesn't seem like we can put a full season together with the wrestlers that we've got. But, you know, he really handled it well, and he was in the room every night with us, you know, a couple weeks went by, and he really started getting hungry again, you know, and I could tell that he was going to be back, you know. And then when the second injury occurred, then I just thought, man, we just can't win, you know. Dalton had a tough freshman year as well with injuries, and if anybody can overcome on this team, you know, Dalton definitely has experienced that 2 years now. So I was telling Dave Paxton the other day, if we can get 40 matches underneath his belt in a year, you know, he's going to be a dangerous kid come February. So, you know, that's what we'll shoot for next year. Hopefully everything goes well.
Well, Dalton, you've got the headset on, buddy. first week of practice, you get injured. What was going through your mind at that time?
Well, I guess, it's been a long time since then, but I guess I'd have to say that it was just like, why now? I mean, why couldn't it have been earlier, or why couldn't it have been later? But I guess times happen for a certain reason, so just have to push through it.
You did push through it, buddy, and, you know, I guess one of the things you did, you know, to keep yourself in the good, you know, in wrestling shape, so that when you got the all clear with the thumb there right at the end before sectionals, I mean, literally right before sectionals, what did you have to do to keep your body ready to go? And then what were those things you're doing mentally to keep yourself mentally ready to wrestle?
Mentally, I was thinking about something else. I was thinking about reaching the top, reaching my potential with what I had, and I just kind of, I guess it was just one of those things that wrestling prepares you for the mental state that no other sport can. So after you've done it for so many years, it's just easier to push through pain than it is to just sit there and be like, ah, crap, it hurts, I can't do it.
Have you been able to really reflect back on the season? And you know, you make it back to Wells Fargo Arena, you get a win. What's the season mean to you? And of course, you want to look forward because you've got such an outstanding team around you, and you got a big senior season coming up. But and a reflection back on this year and the tournament. What's your thoughts?
I'd have to say that it didn't turn out the way I'd like to have had it. I'd like to at least been on the stand. Just one of those things where stuff happens at the beginning of the season that you can't really do anything about, and you just got to overcome what you have and push through. And to be back at state is a blast. I mean, wrestling there is just outstanding. Like, you have to experience it to understand the feeling that you get when you walk through those doors.
You know, I look at you guys right in there in the middle of our weight class is murderer's row for our opponents. But because of the talent that's there, I think that really helps each of you because you got a number of guys in the wrestling room that you can go up and work with, and iron sharpens iron.
Oh yeah, yep. It's good to have a lot of people that are extremely talented in the sport in the same room, because a lot of teams don't have that, so you don't really have that edge to where you can wrestle somebody different that you know is going to be at state with you. Because later down the road, you might have to wrestle somebody that wrestles just like one of your teammates, and you already know how to, like, you already know how to overcome what they do to win that match.
Dalton, I think you look around and you see, well, look at all the good things that are happening athletically for our school and our programs. And I think a lot of the football success doesn't just carry over and give you that that edge where, you know, you not only hope to win, but you guys go out and expect to win.
Oh, yeah. Football and wrestling are really good to back-to-back sports that I enjoy. Football is a great sport, but after you go through football, you have another contact sport that you're still ready to put forth and give all you have to be number one, like to push through not only in dual teams but in tournaments and then all the way up to state.
Well, Dalton, congratulations, young man, what a great season you have. You look back on it, I think you will say, hey, that season right there shaped me into being a part of the man I am today, because having to go through the injuries and then to be able to come back, it probably gives you a nice place that you can look to and say, hey, you can overcome anything.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you wish you could forget, but you also want to keep in your mind, because those are things that can help you overcome other obstacles in life. But also it's one of those things that you look at it and you're like, I can't believe it happened to me, but maybe it was for a reason. Maybe I might have to go through something again next year, later down in life. Hopefully not next year. I don't want that to happen.
Well, Coach Langer, I tell you what, Dalton is a resilient young man and a tough, fierce competitor. And, you know, I think the testament to the time he's put in the wrestling year in the room over those years really came into factor, because it was muscle memory there. You know, you didn't have to worry about where Dalton was physically or mentally, because you knew that he had that desire and been through these battles and wrestling before. And you got a lot of guys in your program, just like Dalton, who've been wrestling for so long that it's second nature to him.
Yeah, that's for sure. He handled it real well. You know, like I said, I was a little bit concerned about it, and we were feeling sorry for ourselves for a while, but, you know, he was able to stay in shape, and that benefited him late in the year, and you know, hopefully next year he can put together a year, and he definitely deserves to be on that stand, and you know, we'll just have to remember what happened in the past, but not forget it. You know, don't forget it for next year, and try to apply those things to next year. And hopefully we can put a season together to get him up there on the stand next year.
You know, you look at the six qualifiers, and they have a common trait amongst each other: tough-minded kids. And they expect to win. And next guy we're going to visit with is Griffin Osing, and that's just the epitome of Griffin.
Yeah, for sure. You know, he gave me some pretty big highlights there. You know, like I said, with Scotty's piece on Hall of Fame, you know, I listened to that, and you guys had me mic'd up, and I appreciate that too. I didn't know what to think about it at the time, but, you know, now as I listen back to it, I mean, it just makes the hair stand up on my arms, because I don't have any on my head. But when I listen to that, it's awesome. It's awesome. And I'm able to relive that. And probably one of the highlights of my coaching career was all caught there. So it was awesome.
Well, those moments there towards the end of Griffin's opening match, you know, the whole world was hairs were on their the back of the extra stand straight up, because it was a thrilling moment. You know, the by everyone else's standards, you know, Griffin was the underdog, and I think everyone who bleeds the blue didn't see it that way, but knew that the cards were stacked maybe the other direction a little bit.
Yeah, we spent the week when we saw the draw, you know, we knew that we would have a tough matchup, you know, after districts. And, you know, sometimes I'm going to pick on him a little bit, but sometimes we got to convince Griffin more than anybody else. You know, he's a tough kid, and we knew that he can wrestle with anybody. You know, he slipped up a little bit at districts, but that's when we really had to step in, and our coaching staff did an awesome job from from top to bottom there to get him ready to go in that match. And when we convinced him, you know, the thing that I liked about that match more than anything is that kid gave Griffin everything that he had, and Griffin had an answer, you know, the first minute and a half of that match. And after that, you could see the kid just, he shut it down. So we had to remind him several times that, see, he can wrestle with that kid, and it ended up going in our favor. So it was awesome.
Well, Griffin, nothing, you know, you come out on that mat, I guess a lot of guys would have looked at that bracket and said, oh man, darn me, why did I have to draw this? But, from the get-go, I had the feeling that, that you were really thrilled to get that draw because you wanted to go out and prove yourself to, with the best.
Yeah, you know, you always have to get them sometimes. You'll either meet them in the semis or the quarters. And, when I lost at districts and I saw them that I had them at a first round, you know, I was kind of excited because, you know, it always feels good to take down the defending champ first round. You know, he got the gold medal last year, and to say that I was that one loss, that one blemish on his record, and he doesn't get a gold medal, you know, it feels good. Even though he beat me later, he still doesn't get his gold medal.
Well, you came out this season and you're really on a mission. You got the 100 wins. You went undefeated until the final week four. What was your mindset going into the season? Because you really came out and appeared to be very determined to make it back to the well, but very determined as a wrestler.
You know, I kind of carried it over from football. I hurt my knee, and I didn't want to get hurt or didn't want to get sick during wrestling at all. And I also kind of, like, in the back of my mind, districts from my sophomore year, always held it there. Yeah, I wanted a little bit of redemption and get my spot on the stand, and I ended up getting it this year. But, you know, I wish I was a little bit higher, but it always feels good to have a medal. You know, next year I'll try to hold the same thing in my head, you know, because I know I can wrestle with the best. And I sure wish I could have gotten another shot at Logan Thompson's, because I think I could have wrestled a lot better. But, you know, next year and end of this year, I really held on to the redemption part.
Well, Griff, you've been getting it done on the mat, but you paid the price. The weight room has been a friend of yours for a while now, but you've been paying the price physically. Talk about, you know, the journey you're going through to get your body in the top peak conditioning to go out there and wrestle like you've been able to.
You know, fueling your body was always important. Freshman year and sophomore year, I didn't do it right. You know, I would eat poorly, and I reflected on how I did on the mat. This year, you know, I really tried to drink a lot of water like you're supposed to, but I also ate every meal. I didn't miss a meal, even the days of meats. I always tried to eat something, like even on the days of meats, and I was maybe like half pound over before the day. Wouldn't eat breakfast, but at least at lunch I'd have like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich just to, you know, fuel myself a little bit, just give my body that extra little bit. And, you know, it speeds up your metabolism a little bit, but nutrition really is an important thing. Football, I was like 180 roughly. And then I cut down to 52, and, you know, that's always a big journey. And I cut down to 65 for the Nebraska camp, and then just by starting my diet and starting working out, I went to like the Dowling tournament like a couple weeks before the season started, and I was down at about 170, and that's just when I was just eating comfortably, not gorging myself like I am now. And you know, everything comes back to nutrition. You know, if you don't fuel your body right, it pays the price, and you won't be able to wrestle as well as you can out on the mat.
Well, Griff, I know you got a big senior year coming up. You know, what are those things you're going to focus on this next year and on the off season to get up on the top of that podium next year? Where, you know, I think you know, no one's going to overlook Griffin Oesting next year.
Of course, you know, next year, you know, it'd be nice to begin the season, look at rankings, and see my name at number one or number two. But you know, that might not always happen, and it's kind of a motivation to see my name up there. Like when, at the beginning of the year, when I saw my name at number four, I was a little bit motivated, because I'm like, they saw it. They last year, even though I had probably the toughest district in the state, you know, the people around the state saw what I could do. And, you know, next year it's it's going to be important, and I know where I can be, and I saw myself that this year, you know, I beat the defending state champ. I beat a kid that was ranked all year, and he had a really good record in quarters and the semis. I ended up losing to the state champ, and I didn't wrestle as well as I could that year or that match, and I knew I could wrestle better, and I wish I would have gotten another chance. But, you know, I know where I got to be, and I know that I push myself hard enough. You know, I work hard in practice, and I work hard in the weight room, and I stay on my academics, and everything will come together, hopefully.
Well, Griff, great job out of you, buddy. We're so proud of you, and you shocked the world in that first match. You heard me in the highlight. I lost most of my voice in that opening round match of yours, and I appreciate it because it was a great journey watching you this entire season in your career, and let's go have another great year.
Thanks.
The outstanding Griffin Osing, we're going to come back here, and we're going to catch up with the Leshen brothers, Bryce and Brett, in their house, and we're going to talk with them about their journey and get Coach Winger's reflection back on the Leshen boys and what a run they had. The three in the Alvia wrestling room, and then their cousin Jack. A lot of fun. And we're going to come back to the Corner 34 and 5 via sunny California and high above the Alvia Square. You're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit.
Tonight at Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, they'll be serving up the freshest salad bar. A full menu to please any taste, and their Saturday night specials of prime rib or steak with battered shrimp. Plus, the blues will be in the air in the house tonight. Lightning Red is back at Judd's Ranch House tonight for another round of great entertainment. Head for the house, Judd's Ranch House in Lacona.
Carpenter's Hall in Sheraton is having a Sunday buffet on February 24th. Thelma is serving roasted chicken, chef-carved ham and roast beef, fried cod, a variety of side dishes, along with a salad bar and a delectable dessert bar, including cheesecake and soft-serve ice cream. Serving starts at 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., and the cost is $12 per person. Come on out and enjoy Thelma's Sunday buffet at Carpenter's Hall on Sunday, February 24th.
Set amid the wide-open farmlands of southern Iowa is a high-tech auto body shop in Hedrick. Recently doubling in size, focusing on continuous improvement, and working to shave the average repair time down to a staggering 4 days in many cases. Of course, we're talking about Copeland Auto Body. Steve and Holly Copeland's white-glove customer service will make every step of your repair stress-free. And where we're proud to say they'll probably get more business from referrals than from this radio ad. Not your average auto body shop, not even close. Tell the tow truck driver to take you to Copeland's.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be.
We're member owned, and that's the key.
Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner via sunny California, high above the Alvia Square. You're listening to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner. I got two of the Leshen brothers in the studio, Brett and Bryce. And Brett, I'm going to start with you, buddy. You know, I look at the three of you, your brothers, and that has to be really a good feeling, knowing that all three of you made the state, and your cousin Jack, and all the publicity you got around that all year. As you look back, you have to feel pretty darn proud of this journey you guys have been on this season.
Yeah, it's an awesome feeling that all three of us made it to state, and our cousin Jack. They all ended up placing. I guess I didn't really do my job, and I didn't place, but it was an awesome feeling. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to ask you, Brett, because it's one of those things when you look and you see, all four of you there wrestling, and Uncle Nick. Is there a lot of extra pressure put on maybe by each of you individually, not necessarily by anybody around you, but individually to have to go out there and compete the way you guys compete, because there's such good wrestling all the way around.
Yeah, I guess there's a little bit. I mean, if one of my brothers wins a match, then kind of everybody expects us to win it too. But I don't know. You just kind of go out there and do your job. I mean, I don't know. I just don't let that kind of get in my way.
Brett, you become, you over the years watching as an athlete, you've always been an outstanding athlete, and you've always been a tremendous performer. But the thing that has really stood out for me this year is you become a great leader. Now, and I've seen it on the football field, and I've seen it in the wrestling room, and amongst your peers, you're becoming a tremendous leader and a role model. Is that something that you've been concentrating on, is building those leadership skills? Because it's apparent that you really have become the leader of all your sports teams.
Yeah, I guess a little bit. I mean, if I see some people like taking a break or anything, I kind of like talk to them, keep pushing them and stuff. Because I want our teams to be the best as we can be, and I don't want to be, as the team that was good when they were younger and then kind of just failed in their high school career. I want to be known as the best high school team that's went through Albia Community School District.
Well, you look back on this tournament this year, Brett. What's those moments that maybe stand out to you as an individual?
I don't know. I mean, I won my first match, but then I lost the next two. I mean, I guess that's just going to have to motivate me for next year to work harder this summer, get in the weight room, get a little bit bigger, and go out there and do what I want to do in place, and hopefully get a gold medal next year.
The season went along, you undefeated the entire season. Is that something that builds on you? I've never experienced that. I've never been good at anything to be undefeated for so long. But is that something that keeps on a little bit of the pressure as you go along, each and every week you want to continue that, or is that just a motivator to go out there and keep wrestling well?
I guess that's kind of like a motivator just to keep wrestling well since I haven't gotten beaten by anybody, but it's also pretty cool that I went undefeated throughout the whole season.
Pretty amazing stuff, Brett. You have so much to be proud of. I know those moments there are difficult when you on your last match there had to be a difficult feeling. But thinking about it, you go through that season, you're undefeated, and you're out there, and you're performing at such a high level. It's a pretty difficult moment there on the mat there at the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very difficult. I mean, watching my brothers win, I mean, I had to, go sit up in the stands and cheer them on. But, yeah, it was pretty difficult. But I guess it's just going to motivate me for next year to work harder.
Well, you're one of the hardest working guys I've ever met. And God bless you with a lot of talent. And you make the most of it. What's the things you want to do now to put yourself back in the position to make it back there and get to the top of the podium?
I think I need to start training like this week. Don't take any days off. Get in the weight room, get stronger, and just remember what happened this year and just push harder.
Well, Brad, buddy, I'm going to tell you right now, you are so fun to watch. I love the way you take the mat. You absolutely are one of the most confident and non-arrogant wrestlers. When you take the mat, you expect to win, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Well, we got his brother Bryce sitting next to him. Bryce, you got to such a great example, an older brother and an uncle, older brothers and uncle. Does that help make the journey going on the mat a little bit easier, having those guys to look to and see what they they can do on the mat?
Yeah, because my uncle's real good. He won state, and then my brothers, they're going to state too. So it just motivates me, and I just want to go to state too.
All that previous experience, you've been in such big environments for wrestling in the Pee Wee program. I know all the Lushing boys have, but those moments really paid off this season because you appeared to never act like a freshman.
Yeah, just going to like little kid state and stuff. It's kind of like high school, except for high school is a little bit bigger, and little kid state you're kind of by yourself, and then you go up with your brothers, and then you have other teammates. It helps a lot.
When you look back on this season, did you ever expect or imagine all the media attention that you guys got and all the attention around having the three of you brothers on the same wrestling, such high quality wrestling, and then having the TV and the radio and the newspaper? Could you ever imagine that coming into the season?
No, that was hard to imagine, but no, it was kind of fun on the way, and but you know, I still had to be focused and ready to wrestle.
Well, as a freshman wrestler, you know, what was that pinnacle moment for you, maybe as a wrestler, in your freshman year?
It was nice, you know, to be a freshman and go up to state and place. You know, it felt really, really good.
Well, you get to wrestle with Shadow and Brett, you know, all the time and at home, but. When you look at those two, what are those things that stand out with Brett and Shadow that you think make them such good wrestlers?
That, you know, they work real hard in the wrestling room and lifting, and we all just, you know, like to compete and be the best at, in our family and out on the mat. So that's why we're so competitive and good.
Well, Bryce, I know that you guys really never have an off season, do you?
No, we don't. We work during the summer, any sport, you know, football, wrestling, baseball, and, you know, we just keep playing and everything just to get better at sports and things.
Well, Bryce, an outstanding freshman year out of you, buddy, and we are looking forward to watching you. Are you out for baseball and track, or what's on deck next for Bryce Lushen?
Golf, you know, I'm really wanting to play golf and then probably go out for some baseball.
Bryce, great freshman year, buddy. A great job out of you and the whole Lushen family. And you guys have quite the journey this year, and you're just a freshman. And I know you're going to be walking your way up the podium as time goes on.
Yeah, thank you.
Bryce and Brett Lushen, I'll tell you what, folks. I get a little bit of a pleasure of being able to see them away from all the scene, and these guys are hardworking kids. And Shadow is not there today. I'll get Coach Winger back on the headset here, but they don't need anyone to push them. They are driven themselves, and they're just outstanding athletes. But becoming even better leaders. And Coach, you know, I look at Brett and I say, you know, there's a great athlete. God bless him with lots of talent, but he works just as hard as the talents that God's given him. And he's becoming an outstanding leader.
Yeah, no question. We turn to him for leadership for sure, and I know Coach Staten does too on the football field. So, you know, the thing about Brett's season is there's a lot of positives to take out of the season, even though, you know, it wasn't where he wanted to end up. But, you know, all those things go away, you know, as times move on. You know, there's a couple things next year that can happen that'll make him forget about you know, this year and the results that he got this year. So, you know, I'm pretty confident that he's going to work toward that, and he's definitely got the ability. He's a lot like Dalton. You know, he's just had some things that haven't gone his way. It's not that he doesn't deserve to be there. It's not that he doesn't have the ability to be there. He's just had some bad luck. So once we get past that, you know, I think next year will be a different story for Brett for sure.
Well, they've got to be three of the easiest guys to coach because they come in wanting to be champions, and I can't imagine three easier guys to coach than three Lushen boys.
Yeah, that's a fact. I the family as a whole, you know, it's I don't always make the best decisions, you know, but I've always got their support, and they're very, very supportive, and that goes a long ways as a coach. You know, you need people that you can fall back on and know that you're going to get their support, and they're definitely that family for me. And you know, Nick being on staff is awesome for me because I learn from him, and he kind of sees what I have to go through as a head coach as well. And you know, when we're in that together, we're in the trenches together, you know, that the support that they give me overall is priceless.
Well, you look at Bryce and you say, my gosh, it's an unlimited top for Bryce. And he never once this year, even from the opening match, which he drew probably one of the most difficult openings that you're going to get and as a freshman. And he never looked like a freshman, not once.
You know, that's the match that I'll remember, you know, is leading up to that match with Marloff early in the year. You know, we knew that we were going to have to take the match, and I didn't know what to expect. And he earned a lot of my respect after that match because he didn't back down. He took it to him, and And it would have been easy for him to be intimidated, but he wasn't, and that really set the stage for the rest of his season and definitely the rest of his career as well. So, you know, I'm excited that I'm going to play a really small part in his career, and we'll see where it ends up.
Well, Shadow wasn't able to make it this morning, and do not want to leave without mentioning Shadow. And, you know, Shadow's results speak for themselves. Shadow does all of his talking on the mat, and he was a man on a mission. Ran the year undefeated to the final match, coach, and just an unbelievable a wrestler. His only loss coming to a guy that had to wrestle him three times, that knows him probably better than anybody because they're friends beyond the fact. But Shadow Lesh, and what an amazing season! He was so close right there at the end. He's one step away from one step up from being a state champion, and back-to-back years, amazing.
Yeah, I'm just real thankful for all my guys. You know, they give me something that I'll carry with me for the rest of my life. Shadow's taken me to the finals twice, and there's not a greater honor in coaching than to sit at the state finals. You know, Matt side, and we felt pretty good about where we were, you know, this year and last year, you know, obviously with our first go around, but Shadow was able to repeat, and it's a testament to how he handled his season. You know, there were a lot of people that were gunning for him, and he wrestled well and he trained well. And, you know, the thing about Shadow is he really turned the corner in the practice room this year. And if he does that again next year, you know, we obviously expect big things from him anyway, but next year, you know, it's going to be a joy to be a part of this entire team. But hopefully we can get a few more guys in the finals, and it's just a great honor for me as a coach personally.
Well, Coach, you look at the six that qualified. Zach is the only one that doesn't have a chance to be back next year, and you literally have a chance to not only send six plus guys again next year, but you can legitimately say that the five guys that return out of the six are five guys that have a legitimate shot to be wrestling on that final night.
Yeah, you know, and we've got some other guys that can fill some spots next year, we're going to have a team that next year they're going to have to watch it when they're wrestling us next year for sure, because we're going to be loaded. And, Blake Lawless is going to be back. We'll hopefully find a spot for Hugh Sinclair in there. And, you know, we've got a couple freshmen that are coming in that I'm really excited about, two or three freshmen that's going to help us in our lighter weight classes. So, you know, they have an opportunity to poke through as well. So the more guys we get up there, the more points we can score. And hopefully we can bring back some hardware next year other than medals.
Well, Coach, before I wrap it up, we extend this Coach's Corner. I wanted to give all your guys their proper due, and I really can't give them all that they really do, because I think so highly of each and every one of them. Each and every one of them are champions, and they're outstanding wrestlers. That result spoke for themselves. But the thing that I get to see because I've coached them in their youth sports and I've been around them for so long, is that these are outstanding kids, and they're becoming outstanding young men, and who will be leaders in of the world for tomorrow. And they're going to be business leaders. They're going to be leaders in life. And that's the thing that I get from these guys that makes me the proudest, is the type of people that they are.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, wrestling goes a long ways in helping kids, you know, take the next step. So, you know, and also real quick before I get off here, is that we had several guys make all-conference too. Shadow Leshen, Bryce Leshen, Griffin Osing, and Brett Leshen all made first team. And Caleb White, Zach Davis made second team. Honorable mention was Blake Lawless and Christian Summers. So we had that meeting last week, and I'm really proud of that. And also, you know, another thing that I'm proud of that we really didn't talk about is, our coaching staff, the way it's come together this year. We received the Class 2A South Central Conference, or South Central District Coaching Staff of the Year. So, and that's not just me, it's the guys that are around us. So, you know, there's a lot of positives that we can take from from this year, and we can build on that and move on to next year. So I'm really proud of everybody throughout, and especially KIIC and the coverage that they've given us. So, you know, lots and lots of good stuff. As I walk around, people that I don't even know that stop me and say, that radio station that you got is doing some great things. And you know, we can't do it alone. So all the things that everybody has given us over the course of the last several years is really mounting up, and next year is going to be a memorable year for sure.
Coach Dave Winger, the outstanding coach of the Albion wrestling team, and Coach, well said there at the end, your coaching staff and the program is first class. I watch the coaches whenever you take the mat. The coaches come out, and I say, how blessed are we to have the type of staff that we have coaching up our kids. And just like the wrestlers, the coaches are tremendous people. And I think that's why we're having success, is because we've got great people coaching kids that want to be great people. And that's a recipe for success. And congratulations to you and the entire coaching staff. And thanks so much, buddy. It's been a great journey.
Thanks. And just real quick, I think you mentioned sunny California about 10 times while we were up here. So I'm going to, you know, since we're such a great group of people, we're going to take all of these guys and we're going to shovel your sidewalks and we're going to shovel your driveway, and we're going to put all that snow right by your front door.
I knew there would be a climatic ending.
And welcome back.
I think it'll look great in Schofield's front yard. Take it over to him. Coach Dave Winger, head coach of the Albion wrestling team, thanks so much. I want to give a big shout-out to Community First Credit Union. They make this broadcast possible. And Scotty Fry, the best producer in the business. And thanks, Scotty. You did a great job. Thanks to all of our sponsors who make this broadcast possible. From sunny California, enjoy your 19-degree weather. We'll be basking in the 70-degree sun here in a few minutes. So enjoy your day. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.